So there's no right answer. So, but I want to ask you your perspective. So here's the question. Some blogs allow people to write comments and sign their name. So for example, if, let's take the Justin Bieber blog. If we put up an article about Justin Bieber, we ask if you liked him or not. Where's Jackson? Jackson. If you were to put a comment on the blog, this type of blog would require you to put your name. It would say, my name is Jack. What's your last name, Jackson?
Alexander.
Alexander? It would require you to say, my name is Jackson Alexander, and I like Justin Bieber, or I don't like Justin Bieber, or I think he's okay. So the key there, it would require you to put your name to your comment. Another type of blog allows anonymous blogging or nicknames. So you can say, my name is Jack Rabbit, or you can make up your own nickname, or you can say, I'm an unknown person, and I don't like Justin Bieber. Now there's advantages and disadvantages to doing either approach. And people can't agree on which one is the best way to do it. What do you think? Do you think blogs should allow people to put comments up without their names? Or do you think that blogs should always require that your name be put up? And I'm going to ask all of you who want to answer, but also tell me why. So let's start with this person.
I think you should be able to use your name, because if you didn't put your proper name, you could write somebody else's name, and then they could get accused.
Good point. So this person said, if you put your real name, then it prevents you from using someone else's name. There's a lot of hands. I'm going to get to you all, so don't worry. This gentleman back here.
You should use your real name, because maybe if you use a fake name, instead of you saying that was your work, someone could say that was their work.
Right. So if you don't use your real name, someone can say that their work was yours, or your work was theirs, or mix that up, right? Good point. Sir?
No. Use your fake name, because then someone could come and attack you. They could find out your name and stuff.
So are you saying if you use your real name, you run the risk of someone attacking you or finding out who you are?
Yeah.
No, that's a good concern. Mackenzie, you were going to?
Same thing.
Same thing? Sir?
I think it's a good idea to use nicknames, because if you put your real name on, somebody could easily go on Facebook or something and search you up, find out where you live and everything.
Right. So this gentleman says it's good to put it's good to use a nickname, because if you put your real name, someone can hunt to search for you on Facebook, find out all about you and that sort of thing. It's a good point. Yes.
Well, I think it's better to use a fake name. You're basically giving out personal information to a dog.
So you're better using a fake name so that you don't have to give out personal information. Okay. Sir.
Thank you. You should be allowed to use your first name, but not your last name.
You should be allowed to use your first name and not your last name. Okay. Sir?
I think that you shouldn't use your real name, because even if it does tell you to use your real name, you could still put someone else's name. And if you use fake name, it doesn't really matter.
So that's interesting. So you're saying,
if it says fake name and you put someone's real name,
right. They'll
just be like, oh, it's just a fake name.
So I think what you're saying, tell me if I'm wrong, I think what you're saying, there's no real way to know whether you say who you say you are. You are who you say you are. You can use someone else's name, or someone else can use your name. Right? That's a very good point. Yes, ma'am.
You shouldn't use your real name, but use a good nickname so people don't know what you're saying about using your opinion, because they don't always agree with your opinion. Like, you could say, I don't like Justin Bieber. Well, another big Justin Bieber fan, sees it and is mean.
So are you saying that it's better in that case to use your real name or not your real name?
Not your real name.
So you're saying not your real name prevents you from maybe offending someone or disagreeing with someone, or is that what you're saying? Okay. Any other views either way? Okay, so just to give you an idea what the debate has been, some people in the media are saying, put your real name, because unless you put your real name and you don't have the courage to do that, then how can we believe anything you say, and it takes away from your credibility. So that's one side of the argument. The other side of the argument says, what does it matter if you say that you're Peter Pan or Cal DeFalco? If you have something intelligent to say, it doesn't matter who you are. We just want to hear what you have to say. I think where it gets a little bit crazy is that when people start using fake names to attack other people, and that becomes a little bit cowardly. So, for example, if I logged in as Peter Pan and I said, I didn't like Jackson because X, Y, and Z and whatever, how fair would that be to Jackson? I'm just making this up, Jackson. I'd be a wonderful kid. But how fair would that be to him if I did that? So that's the different spectrums of the argument. And The reason why I was very interested in hearing your opinion is because sometimes common sense comes from people your age. So I thought you had some really interesting arguments, and I really appreciate your feedback. And let me tell you that as I speak here, that hasn't been resolved. This whole question has not been resolved. And some people say that the only way it will be resolved is that for someone to sue someone else and bring it to court and all that stuff. So it's a very complicated issue, and I do appreciate your thoughts. I have another question for you. Ready for another one? Okay. Some blogs allow you to post your comments, and they just go up. So you type something in, I don't like Justin Bieber, and instantly it's here for the whole world to see. Other blogs require moderation. So moderation, what that means is that before your comment goes up on the blog, someone else who owns the blog or who works for the blog looks at your comment to see if it's appropriate and makes a decision as to whether or not it will be shown on the blog. So can you tell me a little bit, like the other question, how do you feel about that? What do you think is the right answer, and what are the strengths and weaknesses of your views? Sir? So the question was, do you think it's better to look at every comment and decide whether it should be shown, or do you think it's better just to allow any comment to be shown?
Someone should check it first, and maybe say, I was saying something to someone, and then they were gonna say something back, and it was something mean and something bad.
Very good point. So you're saying that someone should check comments to make sure that it's nothing mean, bad, inappropriate, would offend someone or cause a problem. Is that good point? Yeah, I think you were next.
I think it would depend. If you're like a student handing you work, and if you have like spelling mistakes or you wrote something that would be okay. But if somebody wrote, "I hate Justin Bieber," the person who's checking the block could like be a Justin Bieber fan and ignore them.
So the person that's checking the blog may ignore comments? Is that a good thing or a bad thing, do you think?
It depends on what you write.
Okay, it depends on what you write. Can you just tell me your names before you answer your questions, just so I want to get familiar with you? Ma'am, what's your name, your first name?
Jasmine.
Hi, Jasmine. Okay, so what's your thoughts? So that's a good point. So what Jasmine is saying is that, you know, it takes a long time to look at every thing that comes into a blog, and maybe your time might be better spent creating new topics rather than reviewing every one. Well, that's a very practical comment. I appreciate that. Sir, what's your name?
Marlon.
Marlon.
There's pro and con to it.
Yes?
The pro is that, let's say somebody wrote, "I hate Justin Bieber," and started swearing about him. Then the people would see it and then delete it. But then again, the con is that they could be off on vacation when you send it, so they would never get it.
Okay, so the con is that there might be a delay. Okay, good point. And your name, sir?
Chris.
Chris?
I think there's a good and a positive. If there is someone checking the work, they could do what they want. Like, you could be sharing your own opinion, because your opinion does matter. And sometimes your opinion may not be appropriate for certain age groups, because you don't know what could be the age average of what blog you're on.
Very good point. Sometimes the comments may not be appropriate for the blog or for the normal viewing audience of the blog, and therefore there is some value in someone having a look to make sure, correct?
Yes, but there still is what their mind thinks, what they think, to see.
Right.
Like, if the same message was sent in several times by different people, it's most likely that you should approve it. Because
okay.
If a group thinks this one thing and it's appropriate, then it's good.
What a very interesting point this gentleman is making. He's saying that if there's a lot of comments that are similar in nature, it usually signals a bit of consensus, and maybe that gives it some force that it should be published. Good point. Sir?
But couldn't the...
What was your name?
Ren. Couldn't the original owner of the blog that they made, couldn't they just rate, like, rate them or something sure, like, the ratings... Couldn't they just, like, put on a rating and, so, like, and so, like, So if anyone who's tries to sign up for playing, put them at rated every page. But wouldn't the bugs be connected to the police?
A couple of very good points, Ron. One is he said, you know, is there a way to kind of screen to make sure that it's, you know, there's an age appropriate group that joins the block? And then secondly, is there a connection to the police? So if someone's using the block for something that's illegal, is that what you were saying?
No, what I'm saying is if someone younger, like underage, and they put in the
Oh, I see. So to have some sort of filter that says if you're below a certain age, you're not allowed on the block. Good point. Mackenzie.
Sometimes with like something to do with friends thing. Sometimes you can fake your age and make you older than you really are or younger than
right.
You are.
And that's a good point. I think some of the gentlemen raised before that there's no way of really knowing that you are who you say you are. And that's a tricky part of the internet.
That was the same thing.
Same thing. Anybody else want to say anything about moderating comments before we move on?
Ren.
But isn't it possible that they find out to family members and use the own up to the computer and stuff?
Can you find out who's behind that computer?
Yeah. I think it's almost in the bad video and stuff. Pretty much like anyone tap into it and put it.
So there's a couple things. Can a video cam be activated? Probably if someone had the know-how to do that. I'm not sure how plausible that is, but it's all the police. It's possible. I think, you know, tracing down who is using the computer, my understanding is it's possible if there's a police warrant or a high level of investigation that happens. If there's a crime committed, I'm sure the police can get down to who is using that computer. But I think for the most part, if someone's posting a comment, you know, I don't like Justin Bieber, although some of it might be colorful language or offensive, usually that's not investigated because it would take too much resources. But I think if there is a crime being violated, there is a way of tracing down who's behind the computer. It's a tricky process and it takes a lot of sophistication and money, but it's possible. Any other comments before we move off the moderation piece? By the way, you've had some excellent ideas. I'm very impressed on your perspectives.